3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Exfabula!
True personal story.
Exfabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
And time for another edition of Exfabula Radio on Lake Effect Weekend. I'm Rachel Owens, and joining us is Exfabula co-founder Leah Delaney. Welcome back.
Well, thank you so much. How's it going by you?
Oh, it's going great. When the sun is shining, it's warm. Yeah. It's not felt like January lately.
I know, but you know, it's going to trick you. We're going to get dumped on probably in the middle of April or May this year. We'll see what happens. But I got to tell you, I agree with you on that whole sun thing. Like, it could literally be tornadoing outside or anything. Just as long as the sun is out, I'm fine. It's these gray, dreary days that really get me going. It's like the Game of Thrones 7-year winter from like January 1st up to like April 30th, you know? But luckily we have stories to sort of get us through the dreary times.
Yes, and stories that are perfect for this weather. A little something for everybody, whether you love the winter and love when it snows, don't want it to end, or if you're someone who wants to
get out of Dodge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in fact, one of each today. So let's just jump right into those stories. Our first story is that person who wants to get out of Dodge. Let's listen to Sandy Bruzine's story, who told hers at the Perfect Storm Story Slam back in 2016. Here's Sandy.
Imagine it's summer. It's July. It's a beautiful day in Milwaukee. The sun is shining. The sky is blue. Everything's perfect. And I'm going to meet my husband at an airport in Newark, New Jersey. He's been away studying for 2 weeks at Hebrew Institute at Brandeis University. Not a Hebrew Institute. It was a institute on Israel studies. So he was there for 2 weeks, and I was home with workmen who were working on my kitchen that was being remodeled at the time. And naturally, everything that could go wrong had gone wrong. But the 2 weeks had passed, and I was finally going to leave my kitchen that was still in a state of disarray to go meet my husband that I hadn't seen in 2 weeks. I flew to O'Hare Airport to transfer to the plane that was going to take me to Newark. And it was a beautiful day in Chicago. But it was not a beautiful day in Newark. The plane that I was scheduled to fly on was canceled. It was delayed. And I thought, oh, no problem. It was morning, and I didn't have to be there till 4 in the afternoon. So everything would work out. Well, I went up the next scheduled time to leave, and again, I was told the storms were continuing. I couldn't board the plane again. I started getting nervous. I'm not going to make it. It happened a third time. I couldn't board the plane. There were still storms out there on the East Coast. At that point, I decided I better call my son, who was at work at the time, and tell him that if Dad should call you, you'll explain to him I couldn't make it because I couldn't get on the plane in Chicago to see him. He said to me, don't be silly. You're going to make it. Everything's going to be okay. I said, I don't know. They keep postponing this flight. I'm never going to get there. He said, don't worry. You're going to make it. Well, finally, at the last possible moment, it was okay. And I boarded this plane to go to Newark. And I'm aboard the plane. It taxis out onto the runway. And you guessed it, we couldn't move. We had to stay out there on the runway. More storms had started. At this point, I figured I'm never going to make it. And by now, you know, I figured I have to contact my husband. And I didn't have one of those phones that now we call them smartphones. I didn't have even a cell phone. I had nothing. So I asked this nice man sitting next to me on the plane, could I borrow your phone to call my son to tell him that when my husband calls, he'll be able to tell him I couldn't make it. We're on the runway. So I call my son, and it was one of those moments. My son said to me, "Mom, get a hold of yourself. Do exactly what I'm going to tell you to do. You asked to see the chief flight attendant, and you tell her what your problem is. You tell her that when you land, you have to know exactly where to go and how to go, and just do exactly what I'm telling you." So, you know, I did what my son said. For the first time in my life, I got up there. I asked, "I need to speak to the head of all of the flight attendants." She said to me, "No problem." The flight took off, and when we landed, the flight attendant gets on and said, "Everybody, hold on to your seats. Don't get up. We have someone who has to make a connection." And it was just like the movies. I stood up. I ran out of the plane. I ran through the you know, all the security and everything, holding my shoes in my hand. And there was my husband waiting for me. Of course, my luggage did not arrive in Israel with me, but I was able to share a new intimacy with my husband. I wore his underwear that whole week.
And that was Sandy Bruzine's story about taking a jet plane out of here.
I could see why she became the audience favorite right away.
Yep, most definitely. I love it. I love it when first-timers get up on stage and then just blow everyone's socks off, and then they go away with the crown for the night. Speaking of story slams and crowns and such, we have another story slam coming up on February 7th. We are going to be back at the Lakefront Brewery. This time, the theme is first time. Take that interpretation as you wish, Milwaukee, and show up to Lakefront Brewery with an empty hand and a story ready to be told. Because we'll be picking names out of the hat, per usual, getting people up on stage. And again, just like Sandy Bruzine, you could be one of the audience favorites and get crowned and walk away with a whole bunch of pride and bragging rights to being the audience favorite for a story slam at Xfabula.
Sounds great. So for the next one, though, someone who actually does love the winter weather and winter sports.
Yes. Let's listen to Rebecca Siegel's story. She told this at our Green Story Slam back in March of 2013. Here's Rebecca.
When someone asks you, "Have you skied?" there are two appropriate responses, yes or no, because that's realistically the answer to a yes or no question. If someone asks you, "Do you ski?" as in, "Are you a skier?" there should also probably be two appropriate responses, yes or no. I, after graduating college with my double major in theater and French, aka my serving degree, I went to teach English in France for 2 years because I was very ambitious and I love French and cheese and France. And the second year I was there, I was living in Grenoble, which is the valley of the beautiful mountain region near the Alps. So I had a friend whose boyfriend at the time, his parents were smart enough to have purchased a unit or an apartment at one of those chalets at Marybelle, which to me meant nothing, but to the skiing world, it's like the best resort. So all of a sudden, here I am, I've got this free ticket for a week at Marybelle. And so my friend Sam was like, "Do you ski?" And I was like, "Yeah, kinda." She only heard the first part. The kinda was relating to the fact that I had skied 3 times in my life, once in the mountains of Wisconsin, Alpine Valley, twice also in the mountains of Wisconsin, Alpine Valley, both with my father, both on little, very short hills. Third time, my first year in France, in this place called D, spelled Die, I kid you not, D-I-E. We're going to D today. So all our Facebook status is, "We're going to die today." That was cool, but of course I went down only the green slopes because I had never skied a mountain before in my entire life. So now I have 3 under my belt. Now I'm in the mountains. I don't thousands and thousands and thousands of feet up in the air. And the group that I was with were all pro skiers. They've been skiing from the womb and came out with, like, in this position. And I think they skied out of the womb, actually. So they're like, yeah, we're going to the top today. Come on. I'm like, oh, guys. They're like, what? I'm like, I'm a beginner skier. I can only ski the green paths. I can only do that. And they're like, no, unacceptable. You're never going to learn until you try. I'm like, okay. All right. I feel like you all know where this is going. So I'm like shaking thinking about this, literally. So we go up and up and up and up and up and up and up to the freaking top of the mountain. Now here's the thing, sidebar, being at the top of this mountain was probably in that frame of like, I don't care what happens next, one of the most beautiful, serene moments of my entire life. I don't think there's anything, I don't care if you believe in God or you believe in whatever, veganism, I don't, whatever, but there's nothing that comes close to this. I mean, the cool, crisp air, like just pink, purple, blue, just the color's incredible. Oh my God, it was worth it. And then we had to get back down. There's no, you can't get back on the lift to go down. They won't let you. I tried, trust me, I asked. So I was like, guys, really, I can't do a black or a blue. They're like, that's fine, we'll take you down the red, and I'll switch that blue. It's one step up from the green. Like, okay, so sorry. So black is really, apparently in France it's different. Black is the hardest, red is second hardest, blue is second easiest, green is easiest on a mountain, which means that it's really not easy at all. So they're trying to like coach me and teach me while I'm at the top. And the red path, the blue path that we were going to take, that we actually got me down, like, intercepted with the red path. And like a Bugs Bunny cartoon, the sign was covered in snow. So all of a sudden, we're going down. And I'm like, why is this getting harder? Oh my God. And as I'm asking the question, they're like, I'm gone. I'm literally like this. Ah! I'm like, if you are the mountain, this is me. Because I was sliding down. I wish I could have seen myself. Sliding down in my snowsuit, with, like holding on for dear life. There's nothing above me. I'm just seeing everything drip away from me. And then I turn around. I'm like sliding, just falling. All the hot French guys are laughing at me. And I finally have it in my mind. I don't know where my skis are to like stick my boot in the snow and stop myself. And my friend Sarah just goes, hey, are you okay? And almost okay. So I'm sitting there, I'm like blubbering. I'm like, oh my God. And she goes, Becca. She's like, you only fell down like this much. The rest of it was this much and you skied. Now turn around. I was like, okay. She says, look at what you did. Look at what you just did. You just skied down that. And I looked up and I was like, oh my God, I did. I told my mother, she's like, you could have broken a leg. I'm like, yeah, I recognize that. So I'll probably never do this again because I like my legs. But there are not many moments in my life where I could be that accidentally proud of myself. And so I went from green in Wisconsin to red in the Alps in France, and I survived to tell about it. Thank you.
And that was Rebecca Siegel's story. Holy cats. That's one thing. I think I missed my window of opportunity to like get back into skiing. Like, it just terrifies me.
I'm just glad I learned when I was a kid because then I loved it. But still, those moments when you're just like, oh my God, am I going to make it down to the end of the trail in one piece?
And that Bugs Bunny moment with the snow-covered sign. Like,
yes, I think we've all had one of those. So I'm happy with cross-country skiing at this point.
Sure, yeah. Just flatlands all the way. Which brings us to the end of another Exfabula radio show. So sad. We'll be back next weekend, though.
Yes. And in the meantime, for people to check out online, you do have a few more events coming up.
We do. We have a public storytelling workshop that's going to be on February 10th. And let us not forget the February Story Slam on February 7th at Lakefront Brewery. first time is the theme. Should be a good night of stories, for sure.
That sounds like a great theme. All right. Well, thank you so much, Leah. I hope you're enjoying the warm and the cold weather to some extent. And look forward to seeing you again next week.
Perfect.